Okay, we'll start special meeting tonight for the Montington Local School District Board of Education. I have 5:30.
Okay.
5:30 PM. Okay, we'll start with, well, before we get into roll call, Mr. Noel will be the treasurer pro temp.
Okay.
Primarily for the minutes until Ryan arrives.
Okay.
Okay, roll call. Ms. Gabbert?
Here.
Mr. Headley?
Here.
Ms. Humphries?
Here.
Dr. Mason?
Here.
And Mr. Ryan?
Here.
All right. Okay, get right into business at hand, elementary equipment.
I had sent you a couple pictures, probably a couple weeks ago, just to kind of give you an idea about this whole move and consolidation and all stuff that we have. We've taken some stuff from Marlboro that was better than other materials at the elementaries and put them in their place, and then vice versa. So long story short, we have a big old holding ground at Marlboro right now. So the question is, what do we do with all those materials? So I kind of got a little input from the treasurer here just to be able to give you a couple things. The biggest issue that we need to do is take an inventory. And to be honest with you, that's going to take some time. There's a lot of stuff there. I don't know if you, we have little like silver tags kind of put on all those things, and they got to be kind of written down, or we're going to scan them or take a picture or do something just to kind of get an idea about what we have first. And then at that point, it comes into like, what's the value? So what Mr. Jones had said, if it's less than $10,000, which to be honest with you, most of that stuff's going to be, you know, I'm talking desks and chairs and tables and things like that. Then we use our board policy that talks about how we dispose of those things. It could be auctioned, or it could be thrown out if it's real, real bad, and or donated. And then if it's more than $10,000, I really don't have a good thought on what one of those things might be right now. Then it has to be sold at auction as the highest bid. Okay, so I just kind of wanted to give you an idea about what's out there, and then just have some conversation on kind of where do we go from here. I guess I'll start if you don't mind. Just kind of give you my thoughts. My thoughts are, let's get everything inventory, and let's take the time that it's going to take. And then as we start the school year, if there's things that we need or we're missing, we can get them quickly, take them from there, and put them into a classroom anywhere really in the district, just to kind of get the ball up and running. And then once the treasurer's office says, hey, we got a pretty good handle on things, then I think maybe we come back and have a conversation on where to go. So I'll just throw that out there as a possibility. So, I don't know if you guys have had any time to ponder that over the last couple of weeks. Or
where's the equipment located at the moment? Is it still at the Marlboro building, or where's the equipment at?
The excess?
The excess.
In Marlboro.
It's at, okay. And who sets the value?
That'd be the treasurer's office.
The treasurer would set the value based on?
Based on what it was purchased initially, based on depreciation, some things like that. He mentioned your third one. I can't remember it off the top of my head. Maybe looking at some things online, comparable. That's kind of how that would work.
How long does he want to take to do this? Or what's the anticipation?
What's your question mark? I couldn't hear you.
How long does it take? How long does Ryan think it's going to take to inventory this?
He's thinking a couple months.
Okay.
Because that's got to be in addition to what they're already doing, getting the gals out there and being able to do that. So,
okay. So I guess we're just waiting. But
if you're okay with that, we'll.
Do we have an idea of the condition? I mean, is it fair? Is it bad?
I would say fair to poor. The things that are really bad, we're just throwing them in dumpsters, stuff that's broke. You know, we got like bookcases, and we moved some bookcases, and it's just been, it's been a mess. So, and I know I shared this in my my news and views, but just for the sake of you all here, I want you to know how much time and effort our administrative team personally has put into this move over the summer. Those guys came in to up to 5 days and just volunteered their time. You know, I'm talking principals and ADs and, you know, all those folks, and myself included. I wasn't going to ask them to do something I wouldn't do either. But we spent 5 days moving the elementary stuff out from Marlboro, and then 2 more days taking all the excess stuff and putting it in Marlboro just to have it in one area. So I have no idea how much we save the district, but it's got to be thousands of dollars versus paying somebody to do all that.
Right.
So I want to say that publicly, and I said it to them, but I want you all as a board to know that too, because you know, most of them weren't even on contract. You know, I'm one of the few guys who works all year, as you guys know, so I'm on contract to work, but most of those guys weren't. So, and of course, you know, we moved a lot of stuff, you know. Mr. Miller and Mr. Evidence, I mean, we got a lot of firepower right there.
Were we moving a lot of? I mean, back in 2007, Lexington had 504 kids in it. Mm-hmm. Currently, it's going to have 465. So what were we moving over?
Junk that we've had for 20 years, Tom. I'll be very honest with you. We just had junk in all kinds of areas that we have never had what I call a cleansing. And I told our folks, you know what, now's the best time to do it. So we had cabinets full of stuff. We had closets full of stuff. And to be honest, we probably should have got rid of it a long time ago.
Okay.
So that was a huge part of it. And then the other part was, this furniture is better than this furniture. So we took the better, and then the excess came, you know. So
right. There
was just a lot. Now, I hope we didn't move things twice. Now, I'm sure we probably made a mistake or two and, you know, took the wrong thing over there and had to take it back. We didn't talk about that. We say, hey, we didn't make any mistakes on that, but all that's possible.
So mainly we've kept electronics over to where they're going to be used, and we're talking furniture that's...
Yeah, we haven't really got into Ben's road yet, but most of it we're in pretty good shape. I mean, there's some things that we're going to have to move here, but we were just moving classroom stuff, basically. Tables, chairs, desks, bookcases, just things like that.
And when you said you had a cleansing of the junk, that those items ended up in the dumpster?
The ones that were really, really bad are in the dumpster. Everything else, we had to take over there to inventory. Yeah.
Well, that includes stuff like, I know when I was PTO president at Washington, okay. There was a storage room underneath the gymnasium that had row after row of desks. I mean, that I didn't understand why the district was holding on to them. I mean, would we have cleaned some of that stuff up too? Or did we hold on all to that
stuff? I don't know that for a fact. I'll have to ask Trish about that. I think we did. I mean, that was the request. But I personally didn't go underneath there.
Okay.
But I will find that out.
Is there a rush to get rid of the items, or what?
No, I don't think there's a rush.
I mean, we have a big empty warehouse, basically, now.
Yeah, it's just... It's on the radar, so let's decide kind of what we're going to do. The big thing is the inventory, and if we keep waiting, I know what's going to happen. Ain't never going to get done.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought is, well, we have it all, we kind of put chairs in one room, and we put desks in another, and just kind of use the cafeteria for, you know, other tables and things. So my thought is, let's just get in there when we can and get it done.
As far as inventory, as far as disposing of it, do we know with certainty that our student population is not going to increase where we may need it?
I don't have a crystal ball. I'm just looking at trend data from the past years and looking at data moving forward. And I'll be honest with you, the stuff that we have right now isn't all that great anyway. You know, my hope would be if we have an influx of kids, if we look at buying some newer and better furniture, to be very honest with you. Any other thoughts on that? Is that good enough for a game plan? And we'll just try to figure out how the ladies can get over there and get it going.
So the game plan is to inventory it and then what?
Come back to you all when we're done with it and make a decision on how to move forward. Sound all right?
Sure.
Okay. We're going to go to executive session to go over our evaluations. And on the agenda itself, I don't know if you had any questions while we're all here. Obviously, Mr. Jones has been added. You knew that was coming. Under certified resignation, I have the wrong teacher there. It says intervention specialist for TIFF, and that should be court teacher. So I'll make that change. I told you we were going to hire a sweeper, and Terry Porter, the gal we're going to hire there. She's on page 6. She's a current latchkey employee. So now I got to find a latchkey person if anybody's interested. And then we did add our brand new head baseball coach, Mr. Cody Jones, went through the interview process last week or so, and he's going to be your man, so I put him on the agenda tonight as well. So Those are the only things that weren't on there on the draft that I can remember. Now you got a question? Okay, well, before we do that, any public participation before we go into executive session? Okay, I just need you to add that little part on there. If you can read my handwriting.
Yep.
Okay. All right, entertain a motion to enter into executive session in accordance with ORC 121.22 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee, and to discuss pending or imminent court action.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, so let me get this right. Mr. Hipley, right?
Yep.
And Ms. Humphries?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any discussion? Call roll. Okay. Ms. Gabert?
Can I ask a question before you call the roll?
Go ahead.
On the special meeting, are we not limited to discuss what we announced? Did we announce pending and imminent court action?
Well, we had we had executive session on the agenda.
Did we post or publicize what we were going to discuss?
I don't know if you remember reading it. I don't have it in front of me. Do you have it up?
I don't have the honest review.
Let me see if I can pull it up real quick.
I know Mr. Jones put that out. I don't remember what it said. Well, we can do it now. We can come back after the meeting and put it on the back end.
Okay.
Whichever y'all would want to do.
It's just if we can look real quick with the announcement. If it said we can do it now, that's fine.
Well, I did talk to Mr. Slick, but if you have some concerns, we can just put it on the back end. Doesn't matter to me.
Put it on the back end.
Okay.
Yeah, the special meeting says the board will enter executive session, discuss appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee. I mean, perhaps we should wait and do that.
Yeah, well, is that okay?
That's regular.
Do it on the back end.
So we're going to follow policy to a T.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so what is
this? We'll strike that out.
Yeah, just do public employee, period. That sound good? Okay. Ms. Gabriel, you good now?
So you've just public employee.
Make a motion to amend the.
We're just striking out imminent court action. Pending court action.
Okay. We need to make an amendment?
Okay. I don't think so. I think we can just strike it out. We're okay. Ms. Gabriel, you have that one?
Yes.
Ms. Humphries?
Fine, yes.
Mr. Hipley?
Yeah.
Dr. Mason?
Yes.
And Mr. Ryan?
Yep.
Okay. I got 5:43. Sounds good. Yep. Good. Okay, we'll be back to adjourn special meeting in about an hour.
Maybe not even that.
No, hopefully not that long.
Maybe 45 minutes. Yeah.